Hello and welcome to Calling Monster Island, where I, the host, Godzilla Kid, will tell you all there is to know about Godzilla. And today we will be having a special episode for, drumroll please, the crappiest movie made probably this decade, Monster Hunter Legends of the Guild. Wow! I can't wait! But first, we do have a little bit of news, mainly podcast news, but some actual news. So, my last episode was a couple days before the release of Gridman the Hyper Agent on Blu-ray. I pre-ordered that on Amazon, and I am a Prime member, so I got it the day it was released. So, I have watched episodes 1 and 2. They look like Crunchyroll quality. You know, they look like the quality that you're gonna get on some kind of, like, release. Well, they honestly look like what you would get on, like, a streaming release of it. So, I don't know. Mainly what I expected. The subtitles were already burnt in from, like, the 90s, so there's, like, not new subtitles at all, and, yeah, so they remastered the subtitles, because they don't have that weird, like, glossy, like, 90s rainbowed letter effect. But, like, you know, it looks good because it probably would have looked worse in the 90s. I'm not saying it doesn't look good. It looks very good. But the main thing about it, I really don't know why they did this, is there's no digital release of it. Like, there's no digital release on Movie Spree, and there's no digital thing, like, no digital paper. And I am a big person of watching things digitally, so I really would like to have some format of a digital release included with that, but, you know, what are you gonna do? What are you going to do? But, I mean, yeah, it's a good release, you know, it's, beautiful art, the booklet is fantastic, as usual, yeah, it's a good release. I'm very glad I bought it, and $30 is definitely a good price for it. Also, I really wish they would have done this on Steelbook. I can't get over that, because this is such a great show. I wish they could have done a Steelbook. I really, really wish they could have done a Steelbook of this, because, yeah. It's really, really, really nice. And so, yeah, that released, that happened. As I said, the Ultraman and Ultraman 80 release on September 14th, so, you know, keep your eye out for that, for both of those if you like either of those shows. I've started to like the Ultraman 80 theme song, sheerly because it has a nice, like, galaxy-esque tone to it, so I might go back and re-watch some of Ultraman 80, because I watched some of it and I was like, this is crap, this is straight crap. I also just watched, like, a compilation of, like, the funniest moments of Ultraman 80, and a little bit of an episode So who knows? I could end up with Ultraman 80 by, like, the end of this recording. So, I don't know. I mean, it's $20 for a DVD that I might watch if I have time. Because it's a DVD, and again, it's a DVD, and they didn't do digital. That is the one thing that I hate most about these more recent releases, is that they are not doing digital. Please. They didn't do it for... Okay, I'm not even gonna say that. I almost said it, and I'm so glad I didn't. Because that is some new news. And I almost just spoiled that whole thing. So, yeah, I'm really glad I didn't say that. But anyways, you know, they didn't do it for Gridman, which I was joking around. It's like, he's a digital superhero. Gridman is a digital superhero. Why is he not on a digital format of any kind? Like, you can even make it so that there's no, like, digital inside, and you have to, like, pay for it on Movie Spree. I don't care. I would buy, like, my favorite episodes of Gridman on Movie Spree. I would do that. You know? But, like, there's no digital way to watch it right now. And that is a little disappointing. The same thing happened with the Ultraman Zero bundle pack that I recently got from Best Buy. It's Ultraman Zero, Revenge of Belial, Ultraman Saga, and then two Ultraman Zero side stories. It's like Killer the Beastar and Zero versus Dark Lop Zero. So there's like some major like stuff in that is going to take me a while to watch all of it. So, it's gonna take me so long to watch all that, and I just wish I had a way to digitally watch it, because it's, you know, a lot of stuff. And that's the other thing, is I was really thinking about doing, I was really thinking about buying, Mega Monster Battle, Ultra Galaxy Fight Mega Monster Battle, or Mega Monster Battle Ultra Galaxy Fight, something like that. I'll have to look up the name. But anyways, I was thinking of getting that, where it has both seasons and it has the movie. And I was honestly thinking of doing that. And then I was like, but that's two series and one movie. I always wait until the steelbooks, unless it's like a steelbook that I really, really, really want, I always wait until the steelbooks go on sale for like $16 on Amazon. And I recently bought Ace and Taro. And I just recently got Ace and Taro, and they came digitally, you know. So I really like to get that digital, you know. And I have been watching Taro nonstop, because I have it on digital, you know. So it's like, I am having a hard time, like, even watching Ace, because I'm so into the craziness of Taro already. And I'm like, it's so easy to watch that because it's digital. I'm afraid to buy any of this other stuff because it's not on digital. And that's the thing. I'm trying to get, like, a whole I'm trying to get a whole, like, Ultraman Zero set. I'm trying to get a whole, like, set of that. And it is really becoming very hard because I want to be able to watch that stuff whenever I can, but it's becoming harder and harder, which I don't love, but yeah. So, yeah, that's that news item. You will notice that, like, all of the news today is going to be, like, pretty much all Ultraman stuff, because there is, like, two things that happened in the Godzilla world. So, yeah. That's that. So, the second news item today is... Sorry. All three of the Ultraman series from the Tiga universe are getting a Mill Creek release. Yay! You know, not to mention that they skipped over so much stuff. But here's the thing. Here's the thing that really makes me mad about these box sets, okay? So, I was someone who was almost sure that they were going to do this huge release for Tiga. They were going to build it up for Tiga. And they were going to, you know, they were going to build it up. They were going to do Neos and Powered and Ultraman USA. That is such a weird name. You know, and they were going to do Ultraman Great. And they were going to do, like, a Ultraman Zerf, like, combo pack. And they were going to do all the stuff that was in between the Ultraman, or not the Ultraman, all the stuff that was in between Ultraman 80 and this. And I got kind of disappointed when I heard this, because here's what happened, okay? I was scrolling on Amazon for Mill Creek releases, because they have been putting these out oddly fast. So I was like, okay, you know, they have a couple more things, you know, they have some movies along here, you know, some lesser known Ultraman stuff, and then they have Tiga. So there's probably going to be, like, some stuff, you know, leading up to this, and we're going to get, you know, Ultraman Zerf and the freaking toothbrush that makes him transform into Ultraman, you know. We're gonna get his capsule kaiju buddy, Microlon, you know. We're gonna get all this cool stuff. We're gonna get a Zerf box set, you know. Maybe a box set for, like, Ultraman, Ultraman USA. You know, maybe, like, Ultraman Towards the Future. We're gonna get, like, a set for that, you know. So I was like, okay, yeah. So then I scrolled past, Ultraman 80, and I saw the Tiga box set, and I clicked on it, and the box set is not coming with either of the Tiga movies. It's not coming with either of the Tiga movies. And it's coming with two specials, but it's not coming with either of the movies. And it's not coming with the Four Kids dub from Fox. And that immediately put me on edge for a little bit, because I was like, they're not doing the Four Kids dub? Because I mean, okay. I understand, you know, if maybe they asked Fox, you know, they asked Tsuburaya, can we have the rights to, you know, all this stuff so we can do, you know, this box set. And they said no, you know. I can understand that. But what I don't understand is why they didn't include the movies. Ultra Q through Ultraman Leo did not have movies. Well, Ultra Q had a movie in the 90s, but anyways, they did not have movies at all. The Ultraman and Ultraman 80 didn't have movies. There was no reason to include movies in those, so it makes sense. But in Ultraman Ginga, Ultraman Rube, Ultraman Geed, Ultraman X, all the new generation ones that they've released came with the movie! They all came with the movie. All of them. Every single one of them. And for Ginga, there was 2 seasons, and they even included the movie. So do not tell me you can include 2 seasons of Ginga and the movie, but you can't even give us both of the movies for Tiga. That's freaking stupid. That is ridiculous. And you cannot do the 4Kids dub, even though that is literally one of the most historic dubs of all time. You can't do it because... What? You are giving us no explanation for why you can't give us any of this, and you pass it off as okay. And then, as I clicked out of that, I was like, well, I guess I'm, you know, I guess set aside $25, $26 for Tiga for October. You know, set aside money for Tiga for October. Probably order it in September and then get it October 20th. And then I went online because I had read an article published in January of 2020, and it was about future I think it was maybe May or June 2020. I can't exactly remember. I had read this article, and they were talking about future Mill Creek Ultraman releases. And the future releases, they were like, yeah, so in the path that, you know, Mill Creek has been going in, we'll probably get, like, you know, those smaller, lesser-known Ultraman releases. We'll probably get, you know, Ultraman Zerth, and then we'll probably get Tiga and Dino and Gaia, and we'll continue up to, like, the new-gen stuff, and then we'll probably wait, you know, maybe we'll get Ultraman Z and Ultraman Z, the Chronicle, packed together. You know, maybe by then a movie of Ultraman Z will have come out, you know, and they kept talking about, like, you know, Ultraman Trigger and what might happen with Ultraman Trigger and stuff. And none of that happened. None of that influx of time filled with smaller home video releases happened. They cut straight to Tiga because of Ultraman Trigger and how, you know, that was coming out. And not blaming Trigger for any of this. This is completely Mill Creek's fault. But, you know, they were trying to make it coincide with Trigger and blah, blah, blah. But anyways, Trigger is at its 5th episode right now. It's going to release its 6th this week, maybe. So, that is literally bullcrap that you are rushing out Tiga, not giving us the 4K dub, the 4Kids dub, not giving us either of the movies, but giving these stupid specials these TV specials and then the series, and then making it on DVD with no digital. What the frick? So then I had found an article on a different website, and it was about other future Ultraman releases that were coinciding with Tiga. Dinah and Gaia are getting a release. I personally hate Dinah and Gaia a ton. I hate them to my very bone. I hate Dinah and Gaia. Get it out of here. But then, thus comes along this image that Mill Creek included. We are going to have a spine art mural if you buy all three and you put them up, you know, according to, you know, time released. If you put, you know, Tiga first, and I don't care what the frick its name is, last, you know. There's going to be a spine art mural. And you know how Mill Creek does with their Blu-ray sets. Beautiful art. Beautiful art on the spine art mural. And I have to buy all three to get this spine art mural. I have to buy all three of these crappy box sets to get this one spine art mural. And here's the thing, I am not buying all three. I am not buying all three at all. I am not buying all three of these. There is no way. There is no freaking way I am getting these. And I'm debating getting Tiga. Honestly, I am debating whether or not I want Tiga enough to spend $25. Because here's the thing, Tiga, Dinah, and Gaia, all three of them together, just to get that spine art mural, that cost, probably with tax, it would probably cost $80. And it's on DVD, and it has no digital, and it doesn't come with the Tiga movies. Ladies and gentlemen, I think we might have just broken me. Because here's the thing. This is the only home video release. The only home video releasing company. The only one that is doing widened releases of Ultraman stuff. I didn't get mad when The Secrets of the Trials of Ultraman was a MillCreek.com exclusive and it got sold out like immediately. I didn't get mad about that. I was like, okay, you know what? I haven't even read any of the Trials of Ultraman yet because I haven't finished The Rise of Ultraman. So I'll chill, I'll cool it, I'll wait to see what happens next. And then this happened. And it made me go insane because I really did not like this at all. Yeah. So there you go. There you go. There's your news. Well, actually, no, there's two more things. Wow, I could fit that into one thing. But, yeah, that's it. There you go. That's Ultraman news. So now let's move on to something that makes me more happy. Godzilla cartoons. Well, one Godzilla cartoon and a puppet show. But anyways. Okay, so. basically, something that happened recently was, it was groundbreaking because, first of all, this show is absolutely hilarious. Absolutely hilarious. And since it came out in 78, Toho has not paid, like, any attention to it since 78. Because they paid, like, no attention to it whatsoever. So, the, like, the American Godzilla YouTube channel has been releasing, episode one of the Hanna-Barbera Godzilla cartoon in, like, a three-part thing. In, like, a three-part, like, segment thing. So, basically, it's, like, the Firebird, part one, the Firebird, part two, and the Firebird, part three, when that comes out. And it was absolutely hilarious how they did it and how they didn't just release it in one fluent episode. Because I guess all they've done so far is release, like, trailers and stuff and really, really short stuff. So, you know, we didn't get, like, anything really all that, like, interesting, you know? But when we got this, I was immediately like, okay, cool. Yeah, I really hope this means that eventually we'll get a home video release of this, because we've only gotten home video release of season one in, like, out of print, super hard to find DVDs, and then, like, season two hasn't ever been released. You can only find it on, like, Internet Archive and YouTube. So, that's alarming. yeah. But, anyways, the second half of this news article, this news piece, is about Godziban, everybody's favorite monster puppet show. So, another thing about the American Godzilla YouTube channel, they will be releasing Godziban. Like, I think the whole series, they'll be releasing the whole series with English subtitles, so we'll finally be able to know what everybody is saying. Even do this with Godzilla Island, but they're doing it with Godziban. And let me just say, I love this so much. I love it because I love Godziban. I got the two, I got Little and Mina from the Godziban Bandai figures, and then I didn't get Godzilla-kun because I'm a freaking dummy, and also because the one listing for him on eBay was like $30 instead of $20, which 20 is already too expensive for the tiny figures that they are, but $30 for one that has like two more joints was just a little insane. And then I ended up forgetting about it, so I ultimately didn't get it, but I'll probably eventually get it. But yeah. Yeah. I love Godziban. I love Godziban. I mean, the only reason I don't have, like, all the finger puppets in, like, the tote bag is because they are insane priced on eBay, and probably ordering them from the Godzilla store would probably cost a lot just because of, like, importing. But, yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it for news. So, wow, this news ran over a lot. So, hopefully we can fit in Monster Hunter. If we can't, this can just be a news episode, but we'll fit in. Okay, so let's get right down to Monster Hunter, because we don't have very much time. Okay, Monster Hunter, Legends of the Guild. Blah, 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 the end. No. plot. Stupid main character kid almost gets killed by monsters like 6 different times. but anyways, this kid named Aiden, he's a novice hunter, and eventually a hunter comes to his village because he's like, there's a elder dragon who's gonna attack your village and blah blah blah, we need a hunter, blah blah blah. So Aiden goes with this guy. They end up meeting a bunch of people along the way. They end up almost killing a palico, or maybe it's a merlinx. I think they're the same thing, I don't know. But anyways, this palico, his name is Nox. And they nearly, well, Aiden, this idiot kid, nearly kills him. Because, yeah, he is clinically insane, I think. but anyways, basically, you know, we get a bunch of crappy monster battles and bunch of stuff like that. They end up meeting some people, doing some things, and ultimately, Aiden ends up trying to kill the stupid elder dragon, and it works, and 2 characters die, and just go not watch this. Yeah. I just finished Ultraman Geed, so this episode is probably going to be filled with Geed references. Or the next coming episodes, actually. So how about I go give this a Rotten Tomato score of 5%, and you go never watch this movie. There we go. I mean, okay. Let me just say, this movie is probably one of the worst things I've ever seen. Because literally, this is probably the worst animation I've ever seen. It's some of the worst sound I've ever heard. It's ultimately terrible. It's, yeah. The character development is forced into a literal, what, like, 5-minute sequence. All of the character development. None of the monster action, at least to me, none of it was fun. None of it made me want to watch any of this again. And the plot is so one-sided for all our characters that this movie is the most predictable thing ever. And I hate it. I absolutely despise this movie. And I would not pay somebody to watch this movie. Like, that is how bad it sucks. Well, actually, I would. I would pay somebody. I would pay them a lot to watch this movie. I would probably pay you $50 billion if you watched this movie 500 times in a row. Because I would probably never watch this movie ever again. So if you could watch it 500 times straight, then yeah, that's pretty insane that you could do that even mentally, but physically. I don't understand this movie or why it's so terrible. It's only 58 minutes long. It's half the runtime of Godzilla vs. Kong. It doesn't make any sense about why the characters are so stupid. All of the character development is so forced because they were like, well, every good movie has character development. Well, we forgot about it, and this movie's only going to be 58 minutes long, so let's fit it into, like, literally one sequence. I cannot believe Capcom approved this. I've never even played Monster Hunter, and I know that this was a disappointment for Monster Hunter fans. Because this was a terrible movie. It got a 58%, what was the audience score that Rotten Tomatoes gave it? It was looking it up right now. Okay. Yeah, 48% audience score. Nobody has reviewed this for the tomato meter yet. I think I might try to be the first person to review it because I hate this movie. It's like, what in the name of Godzilla were they thinking? Well, okay. I'm gonna say the same thing that I said about, I'm gonna say the same thing I think I said when, I'm gonna say the same thing I said when I first watched Godzilla vs. Ghidorah. What kind of drugs were these people on to make them think that this looked good in any sense of the word? Because this looks terrible. By all means of the word. Yeah. And I mean, okay. Last episode, right? I talked a lot about, Godzilla 98 and how, to me, that wasn't an enjoyable film as a Godzilla movie, you know? But it was an enjoyable movie overall, just not a Godzilla movie. Well, this is the least enjoyable movie I've ever seen. This, I insanely hate rats. Like, I think that they are disgusting, that they look disgusting, and I really don't like rats. Like, there is a scene from the Star Wars Holiday Special, which, if you don't know, is actually my favorite Star Wars movie, but there is this scene where Bea Arthur goes over to, like, hug this giant rat, and every time I watch that scene, I am deeply disturbed because I hate rats. So I would rather watch Nezra, like, I would rather watch the original, like, any kind of cut of the film that they, any film that they had from Nezra about, like, rats crawling on people and being disgusting than ever watch this ever again. So, there you go, because I hate this movie, and I think they should burn the film in a pile of dog crap, because I'm just being honest, this movie is terrible. This is the, I think, you know, like, this is one of those movies where, like, you know, most bad movies you bury at Trash Mountain and never talk about again, but this is the one that you didn't even take the time to bury it. You just threw it. And it overshot the pile and landed in the landfill right next to it. And then got crunched. Because, I mean, this movie is terrible. It's like, I've been trying to find the original ape. Or, well, there's not another one. But I've been trying to find the movie Ape. Literally just because I want to see what it's like, you know? People say it's so terrible, you know? And obviously I want to see an ape flip a helicopter off. We'll give him the bird, but, you know. I don't know. Like, this movie, I don't think this movie could be as bad as Ape. Like, I've heard Zarkor the Invader's bad. I've heard Craw the Sea Monster's bad. I've heard Reptilian's bad. None of it at all surpasses this. None of it. Because I don't care if Yongri looks like a pre-res render. I don't care if Craw or Zarkor have really crappy designs and there's an Italian blob Jabba thing in Craw. I don't even care if in all three of those movies that someone crowned that I don't care if someone crowned either of those movies the best movie in the world. This movie is terrible. It surpasses all of them. Every single one of them. And so here's the thing. I watched this movie, and then shortly after, I watched Godzilla vs. Biollante. And I was like, you know what? I am so glad I watched Godzilla vs. Biollante. Because what if Monster Hunter... What if Monster Hunter, The Legends of the Guild, was the last movie that you ever saw? just think about that for a second. This is one of the worst movies that has ever came to cinema, or that has ever come out of Netflix or anything. And it absolutely sucked. But imagine, this was the last movie you ever saw. Like, that would be terrible. And, yeah. That's my review. Also, somehow this thing got a 5.2 out of 10 on IMDb, which is the most surprising thing I've ever heard. Yeah, that's my review on Monster Hunter Legends of the Guild. Yeah, I know. It was a short review episode, a long news episode. It is still going to be titled as Special Episode, Monster Hunter Legends of the Guild, spoilers, all that great stuff. But mostly it's a news episode, you know. I could count it as a season 0 episode and then completely move on and not even give this movie credit for being a special episode. I could do that, but you know, I'm gonna give this movie a little bit of respect because it told me that when I go into film school, this is most likely going to Well, if I go into film school, this is most likely going to be the film that my teacher shows me never to make anything like. So, yes. That's Monster Hunter. It's Monster Hunter Legends of the Guild. It's crap. I know I didn't talk about, like, any, like, favorite or least favorite moments. The impact. the anything, you know. I didn't really talk about it because I kind of just wanted this to be a ramble episode, you know. Because I don't really care about this movie. I think this movie is absolute garbage. And, yeah. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. So, yeah. Please, if you have a moment to spare, you know, sound off in the review section of iTunes, you know. I will read your review out to the cast. For all the wonderful people to hear, thank you for supporting the cast, and, you know, of course, you can go back, listen to all of my previous episodes. Expect the next episode to be Ultraman themed, because it's gonna be a surprise, because I have watched Ultraman Zero, The Revenge of Belial, I have finished Ultraman Leo, and finished Geed and Geed the movie, so I have like 4 different things on the table, and mainly I'm just gonna be, you know, checking for one. So yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode, and yeah, have a good day. Bye. Wait, I do want to give one last closing message. I think this is going to be a new thing. Let me think about this for a second. Okay, I got it. May Dinosaur Tank look over you. May Godzilla uplift you. May Zone Fighter protect you in every movement you make. And may Minya live in your heart forever. Goodbye. I'm probably never going to ever remember that ever again, so that's the only one you get. Bye.